what the management is gonna do in the summer, but you know, the guys that stay here and been here this year, I think it's you're gonna be better, and you know, the last year help is gonna help us a lot.
You three friends from Kladno, does it does that help you as far as re-signing or no? Once it's business is
no, no, not at all. I mean, it's you know, it's great to play with them. It's you know, I thought that I will never have a chance to play with them, but that's a business, and you know, possibly it's our way. You know, our life is going to go a different way, but you never know. But we'll see in the summer.
Andre, when you look back at what happened here this year, you really caught fire there sometime late February, early March. What are you going to look back and say, I know why that happened?
I don't know why that happened.
Not yet? Okay.
No, yeah, it was a time that I wasn't playing. And but that's the way it goes. I mean, it's it wasn't a long stretch. I think it was, I don't know, 3-4 weeks that, you know, Hachi's playing pretty much every game. You know, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's, you know, the things happen for a reason, right? So, you know, I don't know why, but, you know, I think I had a pretty good year and I had a pretty good start in the season. And, you know, a few things happen. You know, like I said, that's the way it sometimes goes.
Andre, through your experience, what did you learn most about yourself? Maybe as a player, maybe.
Never give up, pretty much. You know, it's, you know, it wasn't easy season for me, that's for sure. You know, especially that stretch in February, that, and after the goal, you know, in St. Louis, you know, that I didn't even know if I gonna have a chance to play again, right, for this team, so. Never give up, just work hard in the practice, and, you know, good things happen.
You got a chance to play again, and you rallied around that. Just speak to that, of how your game really took off after that goal.
Well, you know what, I was hoping that I'm going to play right away, you know, as soon as I can after the St. Louis game, and that's exactly what happened in Tampa. And if you remember, guys, the game, we were down 1-0 in the third period, so the things didn't go well, but we scored 2 goals. We win the game. That game was huge for me and for the guys. And I think I didn't change anything. I just went game by game, try to win the games and help a team. So you know, it was a good run. But again, reason I don't know.
Most proud of when you look back at the way you handled this season?
Most proud that we made the playoffs. That's every single year in this spot, like we were talking about it after the season that we wasn't good enough. And finally, you know, we can say that we were good enough to make the playoffs. And I think we played a really good series. You have to respect the Anaheim, that the way they play and, you know, the experience they have. And it was 4-0. You know, of course, we want to better result, but I think we can be proud of it. And I'm really proud that we made the playoffs.
Andre, last year, right around this time, Kevin Cheveldayoff stood right here and the coach stood right here and said they stood up for you and they said, our team is going to play with more structure. We're going to help Andre and he's going to help us. Did they live up to their promise?
Absolutely. You could see it all season long. I think we play really well defensively whole year. Pretty much they delivered everything what they said. I mean, it's, you know, in that time, again, before they said that, I wasn't sure what's going to happen. So it was great for me to know what they think right before I went home, you know, before the summer. You know, it wasn't any speculation in the summer. So I had time to work out. I didn't have to think about anything else, you know. So that was huge for me that they said that right before the summer. And I just tried to get ready for a season in the summer. And you know, like I said, I think we played really well defensively and we were a better hockey team than we've been the last year.
Do you need to hear that again from them this summer?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's I think this year is a little bit different situation than it was last year. So, you know, we'll see.
How is it different?
How? We made the playoffs. Yeah. That's what everybody wants. Wanted small steps, you know. Of course, it would be nice if we win the Stanley Cup, but let's be realistic. I mean, it's we're going step by step. I think we made a huge, huge step forward, and you know, we'll see what happens next year. You know, I don't know. I got 2 more years. That's management things. We'll see what they're gonna do.
You know, making the playoffs can entirely change the way people feel about things. Do you feel any different about this team, about this city this year than you did at this time last year?
You know what? Right now, I think about the season. I think I feel really good. I think we play really good hockey. We 99 points. I mean, that's huge, and it would be really sad if we didn't make the playoffs with the effort we play in the season. Of course, that thing that we make the playoffs, that's changed a lot of things and changed the city. I think they've been waiting for a long time for this, and so I think we can be really proud that we made the playoffs and made the people happy. But I think we deserve it. The season we play, I think we deserve it.
So what do you think the reason was? You said you learned things for a reason. Yeah. What's the reason?
That I would keep for myself. I mean, it's not just about hockey. It's about the life. Same thing. Things happen for some reason. Even if it's a good thing or bad thing, and then you have to learn from it. That was experience. That was experience for me. A huge experience that I didn't play for 3 or 4 weeks, and then the thing happened in St. Louis. I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's you can't feel sorry for yourself, first of all. I mean, that's something that you have to learn, and you know, I learned that this year.
I know that you're very intrinsically motivated and you're very strong in that way. Does it mean anything to you that you seem to really have won over the crowd in a really big way over this season?
You know what? I think the crowd's been unbelievable for us last 4 years, and especially in the playoffs this year, they've been really good. Me personally, I know how the things work here, and that's what I learned. You know, you don't play well, you don't play. You know, you are not their favorite guy. You know, I don't want to say they hate you, but and then next day you play good and they love you. You know, that's the way it goes. That's the way how the goalies go, and. It just you have to deal with it, but like I said, the crowd has been great for us, and it's been great to me. So, you know, really happy for it.
I was talking to Wade a little bit, and he was talking about how he really saw the pieces of your game falling into place at the end of last year, and it was a real build up from there. Do you really feel your game is on the upswing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think right now I'm better goalie than I was last year, and it's, you know, it wasn't just about me. It was about the weight. It was about Hutch. I mean, Wade did a hell of a job with both of us, and that helped me a lot. You know, so right now it's going to be about, like, just keep moving forward.